Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you won't need on me, if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep shit together, I'm trying to keep us together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep somebody lifting me up. You're the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together.
Yo, what's going on, people? But that's, it's Monday, so you know what it is. It's the Humble Life Experience podcast. It's your boy, Dre Star. I'm happy that you guys can be with me today. Man, this weekend's been crazy. You know me, grinding the way I do, and always do. I didn't do too much, I went to DJs this weekend, and I didn't know how much stuff DJs got. Like, that's not like your average store. That's like, you go there, you really, really got money. You really, really got, you know what I'm saying? I ended up buying some candy. It's a lot cheaper there, so, you know. It was a really boring weekend. I actually had a guest tonight. I met a gentleman. He's a firefighter. And I had met him. Actually, he had helped me out before. I lived in a second floor apartment building. And one day, the elevator had broke down. And I had to call the fire department. And they came, and to people that don't know, I'm in a wheelchair, and this wheelchair weighs about at least 500 pounds by itself. So they had to carry the wheelchair all the way upstairs to the second floor. Yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, he remembered me. And, you know, he's talking. I'm like, yo, let me ask a question, you know. I got this podcast. I don't know. If you don't know, I'm sure Randy can agree with me. But you meet people now, once you're doing like a podcast or something like this, that we do, when you meet people, like, you don't know how just to and meet people, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? You're always like, oh, that would be a good guess. You know? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was like, yo, would you be interested in being on podcast? He's like, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? So I told him Monday night, but because it was Saturday, and Monday's right here, it's, you know, short notice. So, I'm sure I have some on the show. I'll get some to Randy for Friday, or I'll just pick them on Monday. So either or, be on the lookout for that. So that's going to be a very, very interesting interview. A firefighter. I don't think people really understand, like, the definition of that. Like, you actually putting your life on the line in fire. You know what I'm saying? In danger, you know? Every car ain't getting your cat out the tree. You know what I'm saying? So that should be a really, really good interview with him, hopefully coming up either Friday or Monday. They'll get back to me on that one. But tonight is going to be something kind of different than what I do. Because I hear a lot of talk, you know, on Friday night and Wednesday night about the relationships, and I really don't get my chance to, well, I do get my chance, but I mean, I feel like I'm the last of the Mohegans. Like, that breed, I don't think they meet me no more. It's on the way I was taught and raised, is I can't find that nowhere. I don't hear it nowhere. I don't see it nowhere. It's scary. So that means the world's changing. But the thing that I feel and know that, yes, the time is changing, but that don't mean you have to change at the time. Because if you wasn't taught what you know, if you wasn't taught what you know now, you were taught that for a reason. You were taught because that was the right way. You know, things don't change with time. But they're not supposed to change with time. I feel people change it because of time. In all reality, time really doesn't exist. And to be straight honest, there is no time. Time was created to organize us as people, to give a track of schedule of you to do things that they want you to do. Like, go work. Go to school. Do this. Do that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there isn't really no time. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to jump into a song, and then once you hear the song, I think you'll understand what this show is going to be about today. If you're on the link, thank you for joining me. If you want to come in and talk, you have to call 563-999-3718. Again, that's 563-999-3718. All right, and we'll be right back after this.
Where we go from here?
All right. He's back. He's got technical problems. I apologize for that. Being in a relationship and knowing you don't want to be in it anymore, what do you do? What's the best way to tell the one that loves you, you don't love them anymore? Is it better to say it with truth, knowing that you're going to hurt this person, knowing that the person loves you unconditionally? Are you being selfish by telling the person you don't love them anymore? A lot of times, the first thing you tell a person is, baby, it's not you, it's me. You know, that's the first thing you hear. Either you're getting it or you're getting it. You know what I'm saying? Baby, it's not you, it's me. So, that's the question right now. How do you tell the one you love, the one that loves you, you don't love them anymore? Call in, let me know your advice, and talk to me about it. Press 1. And while you wait for your response, I'm going to ask Donnell Jones, how did he tell the one that loves him he don't love her anymore?
Baby girl, a message, and I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than cheat. She give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying a part to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. No. and a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Or think about my life and what matters to me the most? Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
Okay. So he left her a message telling her he's not coming home no more. And go to the phone lines. 1173. Who we got?
This is Brother Miles. What's up?
What's up, Miles? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. First of all, I think he was a punk. First of all, I think he was a punk, even her a message. He should have told her face-to-face.
Face-to-face. Okay,
yeah, you
okay.
Don't leave,
so,
you don't leave a message like that to a woman. You got to man up and just sit down and talk to her face-to-face. Like, look, babe, it ain't working. If you love me, that's you, but I'm not loving you no more. It don't make no sense to... being with somebody is on as a one-way love. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Might as well just tell her straight up. But then again, you got to be sure that if, you know, maybe you're going through a rough patch with her and you're feeling a certain way, you know, you don't want to say you don't love her no more than like you do break up, then like 3 months later, all of a sudden you realize you still do love her. Too late then. Like say, oh, I'm sorry, babe.
Let me ask you a question. So basically, let's say there's another woman, and you know how I get, man. You first meet somebody, man, yeah, you think you're a husband, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it feels so good. Like, oh, my God, you're my soulmate. So is it selfish to leave home?
Nah, before you leave home, if you're going to leave home for another woman, right, first thing, make sure that you break it off with the woman you're leaving home. Don't all of a sudden, first of all, I don't think it's fair to be dating, you know, be at home with a woman, then you run into a woman in the street and start messing around with her, then you realize, I'd rather be with you than this one, because that's how you get in some deep trouble. If you're going to do that,
well,
get
look,
rid of the...
If you can't know it in the song... He said, I don't want to cheat. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't want to cheat. He said he ain't going to cheat, but he's telling you now. So
yeah,
he
okay.
Don't cheat.
Okay, he don't want to cheat. So evidently something's making him think that way. He don't want to do it, but, you know, he might feel like doing it, but he ain't. So if it ain't working for you, I said the first thing I think you should, you know, break up with the first woman you went. Don't be like messing around behind her back, because if it don't work out, then you go back to her. Don't do that, because that's not right. Because you don't want no girl doing
right.
that to you. You know, if it ain't working with this girl, you know, like say, babe, look, it ain't working. I need to, you know, break it off. But when you break it off with it, don't go like a week later you with another woman, because you ain't take time to get over the first woman. That's crazy too.
Okay, look, good thing you just said that right there. Time.
Yeah.
Time to yourself. When
yeah,
when
you gotta...
you're the one, hold on. When you're
yeah.
the one, when you're the one that is doing the breaking up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need time to yourself if the love ain't there? You can't force yourself.
Yeah, but Dre, listen, it's not good when you break up with somebody, then right away you're in another relationship, because you ain't putting yourself back on, getting yourself back on track. You just jump into one relationship to another one. Because I know when you break up with a girl in a relationship, yeah, it might not be, you know, what you thought it was, but you still got feelings for the girl. But if you jump from that girl and 2 weeks later you with another girl, What kind of balances have you put on yourself that you're not thinking clear? You know, before you get into another relationship, all right, I just got out of a bad one. I'm going to jump into another relationship? No,
yeah,
I got to take...
Yeah, but look, what is that? See, look, I don't agree with that, though. I mean, respect.
I understand. You don't agree with it. That's not you, but...
Yeah,
but for me,
look. Listen to the logic of it, though. Listen to the logic. The logic behind it is that if me and you did not work out, how am I going to blame the next person as a totally different person than you? Like, me and this person may have a different chemistry than me and you. So how am I going to knock down this one? Because that one didn't work.
Okay, look.
That's what a lot of women do. A lot of women do that. Like, when they dating a man cheating on them, and then when they get a new man, now we're getting blamed for being cheating on them, or we not. We're going to get hurt for what the other man did.
Well, see, because first of all, they not taking time out to, you know, to get over what just happened with them. But when you get out of a relationship, man, the best thing you do is take time out. Get yourself together, because what if you still have feelings for this girl and do you end up with another girl like a week later, 2 weeks later,
and
you ain't
feelings
old
for
girl,
that girl?
Just because
y'all
broke.
Look, we gotta be like technical about what we're saying here. Like, if I got feelings for the girl that I left, I'm not putting myself around the other girl.
True.
I'm going to go back to her because I got feelings for her. I left her.
Look,
she's gone. Like, I left her. You leave somebody before you leave them. Do you know that, right? You leave them mentally before you leave them physically.
Yeah, but you ever notice most of the times, even when you break up with that girl, like a week later, 2 weeks later, you end up like, getting in bed with her again. Are
you
just like, hi, you see her like a week later or 2 weeks later, how you doing, blah, blah. Next thing you mess around and sleep with her, then you leave her again. You ain't got yourself
together.
You're right.
It's only two reasons why you sleep with her. Two reasons. The first reason is because, yeah, she's just chilling. Yeah, you know what I mean? She was vibing, right? Yeah, you know I mean, you know, if you're on the door, you get genuine, you just want to get it. You know what I'm saying? And the other reason is whatever you got going on that you thought you had going on, for the reason why you left her, it ain't pop off the way you thought it was going to pop off.
True. And why,
so that's why
you're
going
Dre,
back to her.
Why is it, Dre, every time you break up with a woman, you see her a couple of weeks later, a month later, she look good. All of a sudden, damn, she look good.
Because
do that. When you break up, see, that's
always,
but see, there's one thing wrong with relationships. When you break up from a relationship, now, this is my opinion. I can't speak for other brothers. I always take time out to make sure that what I just went through, I don't want to go through it again. And these feelings that I have for her, I want to make sure that I don't bring them feelings into another relationship. You don't want to do that. You know, and then you don't go.
I don't know how that's possible, though.
No, but I'm saying, you can always have feelings for a woman, but, you know, put it to the side. Yeah, okay, I have respect for you. I will always like you, blah, blah, blah. But I would never take that step back. Because if you break up with her and then, like, 3 weeks later you sleep with her again, you let her think that there's a chance y'all can get back together. You don't do that. You just don't jump from there. That's okay. The sex was good, but the relationship wasn't. You just can't make it all about the sex.
The only person I had sex with besides my the only person I reset was my baby mother, my last one, and my first one. That's it. My first one, that happened because I was a virgin. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, we broke up, but I still hit after. You know what I'm saying? But my other two, when I was a grown ass man, no, I don't go backwards.
Answer this, Dre. You break up with the girl, right? And then, like, even a week later, month later, you speak with her again. What is that saying? What is kind of message is that you giving out to this woman? You know, why are you trying to speak with her again? You broke up with her. Why are you going back to try to get some more from her? What is that about? That's, to me, that means you ain't got yourself together because you're going backwards. If that's your baby mother or not, you don't go back and say, okay, yeah, babe, we broke up, blah, blah. You don't go back and sleep with her like a week later, 2 weeks, a month later. You leave that alone.
Oh, no, of course not.
If you do that, you keep doing that, you're making her think that there's a chance y'all going to get back together and then this and that, and then it don't turn out, then all of a sudden it's more confusion, more pissed off. And what about the other girl? If you leave her for another girl, then you go back and cheat on that girl because you slept with your baby mama. Oh, it didn't mean anything. It just happened. That's the saying we always say. Oh, you know, we were sitting around and one thing led to another. I didn't mean it to happen, but come on. We could control our hormones all the time. We just refuse to say, look, I can't go there because we want to have sex.
I think I know why I didn't do that.
Okay,
Nah. Let me tell you.
What's that?
Once did she say, where have you been? She said, hungry. a second thought. You can keep breaking your woman's heart.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
And she'll sit back and enjoy it.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Between love and hate. She gon' fool you one day.
The sweetest woman in the world could be the meanest woman in the world. Keep hurting her. She keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside
that'll really, really hurt you one day.
Here I am laid in the hospital, bandaged from feet to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. A woman would do something like this to me. I didn't think the girl had a nerve. Here I am. I guess action speaks louder than words.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Don't think you can keep treating your woman bad. And she won't ever get mad.
It's a thin line.
Yes, it is.
Between love and hate.
She's gonna fool you one day.
Everybody's face ain't a happy one. Yo, yo, yo. It's a thin line, man.
Bugging, Dre. That was...
It's a thin line. That was
yeah,
a hate thing, man.
That's true. You saw, you what, you saw that movie, right?
Yeah. Look,
you
I'm
see
saying,
how he
like,
did?
You know, you... Yeah, look, I'm just saying, like, when you're with somebody every day, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
that's all you know, you... That's your daily routine. You feel me? And,
mm-hmm.
and it's like when that's over, bro. Like, and y'all fight, and then you see him again. You hate each other, but you love each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you got to make sure what's between y'all is truly over. Because if there's still drama, you got to fix that. Cause you don't want that. You don't want to leave that behind you, all that drama. Then all of a sudden you say, "Dad, I should have dealt with that months ago." You gotta let that person know, it's legit. We over. You go your way, I go my way. And she might have feelings for you still, but you gotta, just let them understand. Hey, I can't go that route. I'm not going back. And if you go back and sleep with her, you're making her think that there's a chance. Then you know it ain't. She thinking it is, you're going to have mad drama with you. Just like that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
He did the same thing to that girl. She's like, hold up. You can't have me thinking this and then you out here doing that. No. It's hard to press with a girl's emotion because they get, men too, they snap.
Yeah, but I think, yeah. I heard they snap worse, well, more often. I would say words more often.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You think it's the man or the woman? Right. You have to do a percentage. What, 60, 40, 50, 50?
50?
You think it's 50-50?
Say that
like
again.
More jealous men or jealous women out there?
I say, to be honest with you, I say about 50-50 because you got a lot of men in prison for killing their girl. You got a lot of girls in prison for killing their man and killing for that man, too. Killing somebody. They kill another woman just to get them away from that man. And a man do the same thing. If I can't have you, nobody can. You see how we get when we be out with our girl, we see her with another guy, you be like, You trying to talk to her, and the guy get in your face, hey, what you want with my girl? She used to be my girl, then it was used to be, leave it alone.
Yeah, you know, look, that's why, like, me, I never dated a woman from my area. All my baby mothers came from elsewhere to me. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
From their state to me. I never wanted to have a girl that everybody knew her. You feel me? I never wanted that for myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, already being handicapped, being in a wheelchair, it's like, I wanted something similar around me. Like, oh, yeah, well, whatever. This and that. You know what I mean? I know her and she know him and I can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll bring
my girl to where I live and, you know, we can build a life together type. You feel me?
Yeah.
I can't
but, you know, when you got a girl
that,
out of town, that could be a hard relationship too. You know, like you live, say you live in, like you live in Newark and she live in Jersey City. You know, sometimes they wonder, you know, when y'all don't see each other much.
Nah, I mean, that's too close. Nah, you gotta be from far, like North Carolina, like a Greyhound or airplane.
You can't do that, man, because you don't know. She don't know what you could say. You doing one thing and be lying, and she could say the same thing.
That's how you meet them. I meet girls from out there. But,
okay, and yeah, when you meet them, do you go out there where they live?
Nah, they come here and never leave.
Okay, they come here and stay, right?
Yeah.
But do you know what they left behind? You know, but like,
if they're from
North Carolina,
they
did it. Okay, but I'm saying, when they leave North Carolina and come up to where you at, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you know if that boy she had before you, is he jealous or is he stalking her or what?
Nah, I know how to pick him.
I always wonder when a woman...
I don't deal with women, crazy paths. Like, not crazy paths, but, like, yeah, nah. A lot of drama. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If you're alone, if you're single, you gotta fit my qualifications of single.
Yeah, because you don't want nobody with a bag of drama with them, man.
No bag of drama. So you know why? The way we do it over here,
mm-hmm.
If she meet me. You know what I mean?
The pimp.
Babyface out here, man.
Now, let me tell you, now, that song right there, right?
Uh-huh.
See? That's a bullshit song. How you know how many guys going to go out there, pay all your rent, you buy your clothes, cook your dinner, soon as I get home from work, and all that? Get the fuck out of here. So what's her purpose there? Just sit home and wait till you get there? She don't have to buy nothing? Because you're going to buy all her clothes. You're going to pay all her bills and rent. All you're going to do is just come home and just sleep with her, right?
I have met my, I had met my baby mom on the chat line. This was the December 29th, right? And late night. And the way the chat line works, it's just like this, right? It actually is like the same thing almost. But it's a lot of people that call, and there's like 9 rooms, and each room holds 6 people in each room. So, you know, you talk, like some people have one room, they'd be in there rapping with each other or talking about politics or different things going on in each room. Yeah, it's a chat room.
Okay.
We're going back like, man, like 13 years ago then. So,
okay.
What happened was, me and this guy was drafting, and she was in the background talking to somebody else or whatever, but he tried to talk to her. I wasn't really talking much. He was pushing game. All I know, by the end of the night, me and her was talking. And she's like, we could go out for New Year's. She's like, we could go out for New Year's. I'm like, nah, I ain't really doing nothing. And she's like, you by yourself? I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, all right, I'm just gonna see you. I'm like, get out of here, you bugging. You feel me? So we end up talking that whole night.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. She sent me her picture. He red bone, pretty as hell. I'm like, oh, shit, really? So
I've been there, done that too.
I was on my G shit at that time, man. I'm like, yo, yeah, come through. So, you show me up, right? It's funny as hell. This story is funny as hell, right?
Yeah.
What happened? So she gave me her number. She ended up calling me in the morning. Like, oh, what's up? Like, are you coming? Like, yeah, I'm coming. It's your address. Like, man, they have an address for anything. I mean, back then, they didn't really care. You feel me? I gave her an address. All right. So, I jumped up, got dressed. You know what I mean? I said,
right.
You know, went to the store, bought candles, bought teddy bears, bought champagne. Cause, you know what I mean? So, yeah. It's about to be New Year's, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, I get all this stuff, you know, fix the house. I put rose petals on the floor, all the way to the elevator. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bam. She called me. You know, she, I call her. And then she's like, oh, I see my cousin on the train, and I'm at their house. She said, I said, don't, because I don't know you. Like, he said, yeah, I don't know you like that. Like, you'd be crazy. I'm like, yo, you bugger. We've been talking all night. I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, bitch, I just bought all this shit. You feel me? You feel me? In my brain, like, I just bought all these candles and shit, you feel me?
He said, you were ready to make a
pop. Right. So she, I'm like, we were telling you, right. I said, yo, like, You're in Brooklyn. Damn.
Well, you know, some women.
I'm about to send a cab for you. Right? He said, a cab? I said, nah, that's a limo. I'm sending a limo for you. He said, a limo. I'm like, yeah. It's an address. All right, so I hung up, right? And I'm like, fuck, how the hell are we getting your limo? I called the limo spot. Yeah, right, I called the limo spot, right? And I'm like, yo, Shorty, my girl is stranded in New York. You feel me? And I need you to go get her real quick. You feel me?
Right.
So he's like, 250. All right, 250. Damn. So, all right, 250. I said, look, you got to pick her up first. When you come back, you get the money. He's like, no, nah, Poppy. No, no, Poppy, I don't do that. No, Poppy, I don't do that. You pay me first. So, look, I don't even know this girl, bro.
Right.
The rental came to my house. I gave him the money. And then he went. I paid him up front. He went to New York, picked her up. Bro, she got there, bro. Yo, her cousins took pictures of the driver, took pictures of the license plate. Like, I had to see his license.
Oh, to
like,
be on the
bro.
Safe side.
Yeah, you that's, feel me?
That's cool to be on the safe side. I'm not wrong with that.
Yeah, bro. And he brought her here, and she got the car, and I seen her, she seen me. I'm like, whoa, you feel me? That was crazy, though. Like,
she was fine, wasn't
she? Yeah, she was fine, bro. And the point I'm trying to make, the reason why I said all that, is because I did that. Like, she came and never left.
Ooh.
She never went back home. She never went back home, bro. We stayed together 13 years.
She stayed and said, I got this. Well, that was...
Nah, I
well,
brought her clothes.
I think when you said that limo thing probably changed her mind. She said, limo? Oh, shit. When you mention limos, girls be like, wait a minute. You heard what you said.
Yeah,
she said a cab. Bro, you said a cab. She said a cab. You changed it to limo. She like,
That's in the limo.
They came out, took pictures, limo, the driver, the license
crazy,
plate.
Bro.
Yeah, they want to make sure
she
came back safe. But she said, fuck yeah, I'm staying away for 13 years. Dick must have been
I got two different kids off that, man.
Dre.
Yeah.
You must have put it on her, homie.
She laid on that table two times, man. Gave me a boy and a girl, man.
Word?
Yeah.
She probably like that. She was like that guy in that movies with Eddie Murphy and them. Honey, I ain't never coming home.
Oh, yeah, man. That's my favorite movie, man. That's my favorite movie.
Put it out and call that house of mine. I ain't coming back. Saying right
real,
here.
Man.
What happened? Girl.
Hey, yo, man. Almost a line downtown, people. If you're on the line, you want to call in.
Yeah.
Get a shout out. Y'all can call in. 553-999-3718. If you're on the phone line, you want to go live. Okay, run. We out here. Real. But yeah,
yo,
man. But
as you were saying earlier, man, it's best if you're gonna break up with a girl, make sure all your feelings is gone with that girl, because you don't want to go back and forth. Because you go back and forth, you messing up a good thing, man. Because you messing up her head and your head. Because first of all, you don't want to be with her, then, but yet you coming back for what? Just to get some sex? And God forbid you mess around and get another girl, and then that girl you just been messing around with before her, thinking you playing her.
Yep.
And you get drama.
Good. I'm still with the drama, man.
You don't want to be sitting in a restaurant like 2 months later, and that girl, you like, your ex come over and say, oh, what's this? You didn't say that last week when you was in bed with. You know they do that to you, right? You ain't see that shit when you was all up my ass last week and all that. Oh, Lord, there go the drama. That's why it's good, man. When you break up with somebody, make sure it's over. Make sure that relationship is done with. Y'all both went just because you don't want to get caught out there like that, because some women would do that to you. Some men would do that to a woman, too. They see their ex-girl with another guy. For some reason, when we break up with a girl, next time we see her, she look better than she did before. You're like, damn.
I don't know why. Yeah, my baby is not right. She was cute, and she was all right. She's bad now. You know what I mean? She has lost a little weight. She has, man, I'm like, that always happens, though.
Well, see, that's what happens when sometimes when you break up. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Do you and her still get along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all speak and show
more now than before.
You show each other respect.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. As long as you have respect for one another. You know, because sometimes you break up, man, y'all be hating on it. You no good son of a gun. Huh?
She's bipolar. So she can snap. It's like once you take sex out the picture,
mm-hmm.
the arguments are not really arguments. You feel me?
Right.
The arguments are really just like really disagreements. Agree, disagree. I hear you, you hear me, you meet mm-hmm. somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying? When you put sex in the middle, it's more difficult. Yeah, I'm not your man. You're not my girl. I can't talk to you like that. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
But when you pull that sex in there, why you keep coming back for sex and sex and sex? If it's over, is she going to give in and you give in? What is that saying? It's not really over. I could have sex with you, but I can't live with you. And then the kids get confused because daddy always over, especially if they come over and daddy staying the night and stuff. Oh, you back home? Nah. And then the kids get confused. You don't want to bring that to me either.
Yeah.
No, when I broke up with my baby mother, I didn't go back. Nah. I let it be because I don't like that drama stuff, man. Because that stuff get out of control.
You know what I think, like, it's somebody else. Oh, I can't. People say, yo, I should be grateful, you know, to be disabled. I shouldn't be picky, or I shouldn't, like, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't feel how I feel. But I'm sorry, like, I can't. Like, if we together, and the way you touch me and all that, and be with me, and, like, knowing that you're that way with another dude, like, I can't do that.
Well, see,
I can't accept that.
Yeah, see, another thing about these things, relationship too, you know, some guys like, okay, I'm looking for a wife. See, if you're looking for a wife, you're looking for a certain kind of woman. But if you're looking just to be with a girl for like this and that, and you ain't going to get married, that's just like we cool, but with sex thing, but no further than that. Because there's different ways guys go after a woman. If you're going looking for a wife, you treat her different than you would treat a girl if you just out, you know, just to have a party, you know, just to like dip and dab and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, like say your baby mama, okay, yeah. We ain't no more, but at least just be civil with one another for the kids' sake. Because you don't want the kids growing up, their parents is cussing each other out, howling and screaming. It ain't work.
Mm-hmm.
You like, okay, now you say, I want to settle. Because, like, I'm 65, and I tell you, I only had 3 relationships. Because I try to make my stuff last. I try to make last. But the last girl I had with, you know, she was 22 years younger than me. I'm like, nah, man. She need to be with somebody her age, close to her age. And to this day, we still cool. We talk, we laugh, we joke. But, you know, I'm happy that she moving on with somebody, you know. Keep it real. Because you don't need drama. That's one thing we got to stop doing, putting drama into our relationships to get it out of control. You know, if it ain't work, it ain't work. You don't be mad because you see me with another girl. Or don't be mad if you see me with another guy. You know?
See, I see that shit. But like, even you drop my kids off, I don't look for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you drop my kids off, y'all gotta see, y'all don't have to. I know it's hard, he's in the same city. Damn.
How many kids you got?
Yeah. I got five.
Five kids.
I got four different mamas.
Two different mamas, right?
Four.
Yeah, you was a hoe, ain't you?
No.
You wasn't out there keeping those serious relationships. You like, hey.
No, I told you, I don't agree. I don't agree with what you said about when you break up with somebody, you need time to yourself. Nah, I'm lonely. I don't care about what nobody else feels. I'm lonely as shit. You know what I mean? I need this shit right now.
But look what happened to you. You end up with four girls, five kids.
Yeah,
four different girls, five, and all your kids are brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Right? They brothers and sisters, but they got different.
Yeah,
all of them got parents.
That's
see, when you jump from one relationship to another one, you ain't giving yourself time to you know, get yourself back on track. Because you don't want to be alone. A lot of guys are like that. They don't want to be alone.
On track from what? Let me know, inform me, what is it that I need to work on?
Nah, because you got
to
ask yourself.
Okay,
like
that's
this.
An excuse.
Okay. It's like this. This relationship ain't work, right? Then you got to ask yourself, okay, the next relationship, am I looking for a long term, or I'm going to go through what I just went through with the last one? Evidently, you did. You went through four girls. You went through four girls.
Yeah.
See, I went through three of them, but I only got one kid. Out of the three relationships I had, one kid. But see, in between my breakups, I say that now when I broke up with my baby mother, the next girl I got involved with was like 3 years later. Cause I had to make sure our relationship with me, my baby mother, was cool. None of that drama. Like when I see her with another guy, I accepted that. You know, I didn't like what he doing and all that stuff, or what he doing around my kid. I didn't go that route. You know, I got to know him. He got to know me. He was cool. My daughter was cool. You know, he wasn't like abusive to my kid or nothing. So when I finally said I'm ready to, you know, try a new relationship, it took me about 3 years, close to 3 years before I start dating another girl. And that lasted me like a little over six years. But she had kids, but she knew I wasn't ready for no more kids. And then the last one I had, about 2 years ago, I met her over a phone call. And she was a beautiful sister. We cool, but you know, the age different. For me, it was the age different. I think for her, too. But, you know, we still cool as hell. See, but now, you know, sometimes you hear me on the phone. I flirt with a lot of women because I'm single. I like to pick with them somewhere they headed at, you know, just to get into conversation, blah, 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 blah. But I always felt like, you know, if I do run into a sister, you know, pique my interest, you know, I'll try to hit up on her, but I just don't go out there and just grab any sister, you know. I got to have some kind of contact. I got to have connection with this girl. Because I'd be around a lot of girls because all these meetings I go to, there'd be a lot of women in there. I pick with all of them. But I see what they're going through, like, nah, she got too much drama. Oh, this one over here worrying about somebody paying all her bills. I ain't got time for all that. You know, you just talk to them, you find out what they're about. You say, okay, I can get with that. You know, I'll try that one. But if this one ain't good, blah, blah, you're like, nah, I'm staying away from that girl. Or you stay, and they do the same thing. They be checking you out, too. I wonder what kind this guy is and this guy that. And boom. You never know.
You see, a lot, the thing that people, it's a lot people don't understand. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand that it's a right and a wrong way.
There's always a right and a wrong way.
Money.
You just got to figure it out. That's what. That's the good thing about growing up, man. No, you.
Dre. Yo, yo.
That's the begging this motherfucker on the planet. He swear he be begging for some ass, boy. I mean,
he said, please.
Him and Barry White, they could beg for some ass, boy. My, you're all I'd ever need. Girl, whatever you say. I like this nigga, look at him. That's my dog. That's my dog.
But now, this shit passed all right now. They get straight to the point.
Yeah.
The music nowadays, they get straight to the point. You ain't hearing that.
When they sing them songs, you all I ever need. Girl, yeah, they be like, whining and shit. Like, oh, shit. Next thing you know, here come the draws thrown on stage and shit.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
It'd be funny as hell. They see a pair of men boxing shorts come up on the stage. Say, hey, who's these? Hey, these motherfuckers. But they sing. Now I know some songs back in the days, man. You don't get them. You don't get them no more.
No, you
these motherfuckers nowadays, they be like, what the hell are he talking about? And Babyface, you know that. You know damn well he lines about, I'll cook your dinner. Cook. Shit, you might as well go ahead and get you a lazy ass woman, because all she gotta do is just stay her ass in bed. You gonna do all that shit? Think about it. Can you imagine that? All she gotta do is just stay home. She don't have to cook, clean, or nothing. He buying her everything. Who the hell want a woman like that? You get a woman like that, next you know she gonna be fat as hell. She gonna end up fat because she ain't got nothing to do. Because you're doing everything. You're cooking all that food.
You're going to eat it. You're going to damn well be facing cooking your man. He made do it. Man, your sex good, man. You're surprised what you do.
And what they holler, I make good love. I was thinking, fuck that. What about all that other shit you promised me? Cooking, cleaning? Buying me shit. You got to have a lot of money for a chick like that. Dre, you got to have a lot of money for a chick like that. What he said? All you need is a man with a lot of cash, right? Major credit cards. You know what major credit cards? That means you got mad money. He ain't said regular credit. He said major credit cards. And we know what them are. Them gold cards and shit. And you know she ain't gonna wear no cheap ass clothes. Did you get home from work? Once you get home, then you gotta go in there. Where you going? Go in there and cook my dinner. She's sitting there watching TV and popcorn. Fuck that. You know you don't want no woman like that. You be like, hold up. Hold up, babe. You gotta do something. Cut the grass or something. It's a garbage.
Man, that's I guess I was at home.
Yeah, you listen to these songs that you just played back in there. Thin Line Between Love and Hate. That girl loves you, then she turned around and hates you. She put your ass in the hospital, didn't she?
Yeah.
She whooped the hell out of that.
Yeah.
That's right, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't take a female's emotions.
Oh, remember that lady Dwayne Bobby cut my man thing off? You know, shit like that.
Cut it off. She threw that shit across the highway.
Yeah. And then command you a cop
outside,
you out there looking
for like bitch.
Can you imagine?
Flashlight.
Hey Dre, me and you a cop, right? We on duty. They said, okay, Dre Williams, what's up? We looking for a penis. You say what? Be on the lookout for a penis. She threw it out on the highway. What? We gotta get out the car, walk around with a flashlight, looking for a half a dick. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not feeling good. I gotta go to the doctor. My kids got a soccer game.
We sitting there looking at each other. What did he say? Looking for who? Man, shit. My son got a game. Game tonight. Yeah, I got to go shopping, man. Ain't no food in my house. Fuck that. I ain't out there looking for no dick. I got my own.
That shit embarrassing, dog.
That was some wild shit, man.
You know he turned into a porn star?
Yeah. I heard they put it back crooked, too.
Yeah, I'm dead.
That seemed like that's the best thing that happened to him. He got all the sex he won after that.
He turned to a porn star and got rich.
Yo, man, but think about it, man. Yo, but check this out, right? You sitting there wondering that girl you with right now. Man, what if she cut my shit off? I got to be careful I don't get caught out here doing something stupid.
Yeah, I ain't doing nothing stupid.
Women get emotional. They get emotional quick as hell, boy.
Yeah.
We get macho. Say, fuck that, I don't need that shit. Then we go walk off somewhere. Then soon we turn our back. She got a butcher knife in her hand. Flashing your ass.
Yeah.
Take this, motherfucker.
Look, people, I love y'all, man, and thank y'all for joining me. It was a great show.
Yeah.
Don't forget Charlize Wednesday, Arisa Thursday.
Shadi 7 on Wednesday,
On Wednesday, and we got Lisa on
Thursday.
Yeah, and then Friday, bro. You know it's Friday, bro. If you keep it real.
Talk to him today.
Jay Show
be off the hook, man. He just don't give a fuck. That's what I love about him, man. Like, fuck it, we're going to talk about this. He tried to hold back, and then he go like, man, fuck it. We talk about some ass now or something. Sorry. Relationship, motherfuckers fucking up. Okay. Married people, you're lying. He be bugging. Last Friday, they was tripping me out, man. That two married couple?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was
Alabama, whoever. They was.
Every time you see intangent, no brother and get brother. So.
Yeah, Jay lived across the street from me.
Yeah, right. That's what's up. But listen, yo, like I said, y'all, I love y'all, man. I hope y'all have a good week. And don't forget, tune in, the Humble Life Experience on YouTube, Humble Williams on TikTok. Next week, I should have a fireman. Should be a great show. I want to thank you, Niles, for calling in and, holding it down with me. I really do appreciate
man.
That.
Yeah, so them songs you was playing was tripping me out, man. You played right on point after every sentence you came up with that song. Like, oh, no, he didn't. That was cool. That's how you DJ, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you yeah, that. See, now that's what I was talking about. That other stuff you used to play, I don't know what the hell they saying. But I understand these songs.
All right, my friend. Up there a little bit. But, man, thank you, man. I'll see you Friday.
All right, then.
All right, bro.
Stay cool.
Yeah.